Yo, what is going on, guys? Got a video here today from P's World. Let's jump right into it.
This is how I've cut men out of my life completely and how you can as well. I'm right now at 7B status, so there is 4B, which is no sex with men, no marriage, no babies. I already do that. 7B is the most extreme level of not having to interact with men at all.
I love how women make these videos as if men care at all. This changes absolutely nothing. These women will still go out and sleep with the men that they are attracted to. They will still ignore the average men. And you know what, guys? Nobody gives a damn whatsoever. I find it very hard to believe that these women are actually celibate. I see this so damn often. Every single woman on this app is like, yeah, I don't sleep with men. I don't hook up with men because I'm taking a stand. But we all know they do. Like, it's painfully obvious.
So the first thing is I'm very mindful about the media that I consume. I don't read love stories, dating rants. It's just not applicable to me because, you know, when you're consuming somebody's story, then you take on their energy and you take on their frustration and then it becomes your problem as well, especially if you're quite an empathetic person and you're very sympathetic.
Let me just stop you right there. Guys, every single woman that I've ever come across that tries to advertise on a public level that she is an empathetic person and that she's very sympathetic is always absolutely the opposite. These are the types of women who I'm not surprised if they get like a felony offense or something. It does not surprise me whatsoever. But let's go back here a second, okay? Because she said, listen, I mind the media I consume. This is coming from a woman who posts videos on TikTok. So let me get this straight. You mind the type of content that you consume, and yet you're somebody who quite literally has a TikTok account and you post on it the woes of your dating life. That is crazy. That is absolutely crazy, guys. That's like me saying, yeah, you know what, gentlemen, I don't eat McDonald's, but you know what? I go to other fast food restaurants and that's totally fine. Fast food places.
Their frustration and then it becomes your problem as well, especially if you're quite an empathetic person and you're very sympathetic. So instead I read educational content, true crime to keep me aware. I love poetry about self-love and healing and anything to do with enhancing my hobbies and bringing me closer to any goals that I...
So let me just translate some of the end of what she just said there. So she likes poetry, she said, okay, she likes anything that involves self-love. And this is something I see from a lot of modern women. Of course they love this stuff. It's all incredibly narcissistic. It's all about you, 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 and nobody else. So she does her healing, guys. She loves her poetry. She's kind. She's empathetic. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that people who come out and eventually commit felonies like to say on the internet. But let's continue on to the next clip.
I'm getting pissed off. It's been 72 hours since Trump been elected and we are not getting what we voted for. We're not. And I'm pissed about it. I'm pissed because I could have sworn that these celebrities and these women on The View and all these places said that if we voted Trump in, that they was going to leave the country.
Are these the, I'm not super familiar with American talk shows, but isn't The View that show that had a bunch of those women on it that said that they don't need men? Like, you can't make this stuff up, man. Some of these people should not be hosts of shows whatsoever. But yes, these are the role models for women. Fantastic stuff.
And now I saw that the View, they showing up in black dresses just to mourn the president election, Trump being elected. That is not what y'all promised us. Y'all said that if we voted for Trump, that they will leave the country, and y'all ain't boarded a plane yet.
Of course, none of these people who complained about Trump getting elected are going to leave. I've seen so many videos, oh, our rights are going to be taken away. Women are going to have no rights now that Trump has been voted in. And I swear, these people have forgotten already that this man was already president and nothing was taken away from them during that time. As far as I understand it, actually, they got more quote-unquote rights, if you want to call it that. I mean, more states, as far as I understand, over in America, you are now able to unalive your own babies. So You know, there are the rights that you asked for. Congratulations on that one. But yeah, these people are not going to leave the country. Of course they're not. They just drum up a big fuss about it. They never leave, despite the fact that nobody wants them there. And it is what it is. Very hilarious stuff. Let's continue.
Because I thought our vote was going to count. We did vote for that. That's what they're not understanding. We voted for y'all to leave the country. And I thought that I would be seeing airlines being, filled up. Tickets would be hard to get because all the celebrities, all of Hollywood, all of these politicians, these journalists that said that if you get elected, that they was going to board the plane and leave. I can't no more. You know, our vote ain't counting already, y'all. I guess maybe I'll give him another week, but you know, time is ticking. Get on the plane. All right.
Just something else to mention here, guys. Of course, these people don't want to go to other countries. You know, they would prefer to stay in America or otherwise Western civilization because they don't want to go to the places where they genuinely have less rights. In particular, guys, women in Western society are quite arguably the most privileged group of individuals to ever walk the face of the planet. So, of course, they're not going to leave America. They're not going to leave these places where they're incredibly privileged. What do you mean? They have to go somewhere where they don't have all of these luxuries. They don't have their iPhones. They don't have houses that are built and maintained by men. Of course, they're not going over there to where they are genuinely, they genuinely have less rights. But let's continue.
4B movement has evolved into something so much more funnier than I could ever imagine it to be. They are shaving their heads. Honestly, good riddance, because us sane women deserve prettier hair anyways.
Yeah, so there's a lot of women who are shaving their heads, like this woman says, and I think that is absolutely hilarious. That is some of the funniest content I have ever seen. So if you guys are unfamiliar, there's a bunch of women who are frustrated that Trump won. So in protest, they're going out here and they're shaving their heads as if, again, anyone gives a damn. But it is so funny, guys. Like, it is, that has to be one of my favorite forms of content in recent times. Women going out here crying, shaving their heads. I think it's fantastic. Very stunning. Very brave. Keep it up, ladies.
So not only are these mayo monsters sitting there holding back their bodies as if the whole world hasn't smashed through it already like the Hulk, now they're shaving their heads to make themselves unappealing to men. Maybe perhaps they don't understand the only men they're hurting in this is liberal men, but that's none of conservative people's issues. They really think it's such a gotcha because they learned how to close their, well, disease-ridden salami pockets and shave their head to make themselves easily recognizable.
Man, I swear, if I made some of these comments, I would be banned off of this platform so damn quickly. You know, some of the women, I've actually covered women recently, and they've come out here and roasted the women over on TikTok harder than I think I'm allowed to without being banned, to be honest. And you know what? I'm all here for it, guys. It's absolutely hilarious to me. Let's keep going on to the next clip.
If you are a conventionally attractive man that appears to be masculine, like how society, you know, thinks of masculine, and you have left beliefs, you don't even have to be a leftist. You can be the most centrist Democrat in the world. I don't care. You can be a moderate. It is time for you to pick up a podcast mic. And I'm not at all kidding, because I would totally do it, but I'm a woman. They're not going to listen to me. And that's just a fact. The Democratic Party needs to completely revamp their messaging. And that starts with finding a left-wing Ben Shapiro. I made a video about this yesterday. We need to completely, from the ground up, rebuild this. There is a disconnect in our media nowadays, because we might have mainstream media. Sure, whatever. Let's go with that line of logic. But the Republicans have completely created these new spaces and then sent their people into these new spaces and taught them how to use them to get them to work for them.
You know what? I'm not super familiar with American politics, but I don't think the right necessarily created these spaces. I mean, you look at places like, for example, Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan, as far as I understand it, again, not super familiar with American politics, but Joe Rogan used to be a left guy. He used to be a liberal guy. And he, like many men, have actually been forced to, you know, to become, I suppose, Republican hubs. Because, again, these are, you know, the Democratic Party and its messaging, not particularly, how do I say this, kind towards men. It's not as if men don't have certain beliefs that might be left or otherwise. It's just that the Democratic Party has just alienated everybody from them. You know, it's like they have no social skills whatsoever. It's like even if you want to vote for them, you just can't because they don't like you. I would argue a lot of the spaces on the internet, they're not like right-wing spaces and they're made by the right or anything like that. It's just a bunch of people who are fed up, to be honest with you. It has very little to do with like being politically planted and everything. And just by the way, you're going to have a very hard time finding masculine men that voted for the Democratic Party, as far as I understand it. Let's continue.
The top podcasts are all right-leaning. That's what young people are listening to nowadays. That's what people are using to get information nowadays. People don't watch the news. People don't read the newspaper. They listen to a podcast. The right has echo chambers. We need to create our own echo chambers at this point.
You know what the problem is with making your own content, right? Is that nobody wants to listen to you. That's really the issue that a lot of these people have, is that nobody wants to sit down and listen to what they have to say because they don't like you, right? Why would I, for example, as a man, go and watch any of these podcasts when the people running them, or at least, you know, trying to run them, as it were, the left ones, they don't even like me because I'm a man? Like, what even is this? Of course, dudes are not going to sit down and listen to your shows. I mean, what was that show that Kamala Harris went on? It was like Call Her Daddy or something like that. I'm not going to sit down and watch that garbage. No man is going to sit down and watch that crap with a title like that. You know, and this is coming from somebody who has an avatar of an animated vampire. I think your aesthetics need a little bit of work right there. But hey, who am I to judge? Go out there, try and find your left-wing Shapiro. Let's see how that goes. I mean, maybe they could use Destiny. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Destiny, the man who had an open marriage. He's got a gigantic platform. Maybe ask him. I'm sure that'll go well. Let's continue on to the next clip.
How are young men being pushed out of the Democratic Party? Let's talk about it. What I'm about to say might really ruffle some feathers, but I've talked to them, and this is what they are telling me. I'm not saying this is right or wrong. I'm just repeating what I have been told. I've started going into these spaces with these red-pilled men and genuinely asking them how they ended up here. And I really encourage us to actually hear what they are saying. The patriarchy has existed since the beginning of time.
Yeah, you've already lost me. You've already lost me. And I love how it's worded, like, oh, these, you know, these red pill spaces, like, it's really not that deep, man. It really isn't. Oftentimes, to me, guys, the difference between these sorts of content is just people who have common sense and people who don't. People who are fed up with the nonsense and fed up with the lies, and people who are comfortable continuing to lie to themselves. That's really what it is. Like, people love these labels. Oh, I'm this pill, I'm that pill. It's like, man, I don't give a damn. I really do not. But I love how they word it, like, as almost as if these spaces are, like, dangerous, you know?
Repeating what I have been told. I've started going into these spaces with these red-pilled men and Ooh. Genuinely asking them how they ended up here. And I really encourage us to actually hear what they are saying.
Nobody's going to listen, just by the way.
The patriarchy has existed since the beginning of time. Nobody disagrees with that. The feminist movement was created as a result. Women wanted rights, absolutely. The feminist movement continued to gain ground and traction. We started blaming men for a lot of our problems. KAM, The Bear, all of that, all of those movements made these men feel incredibly villainized.
What do you mean made them feel villainized? Men have absolutely been villainized. I mean, you look at a lot of modern day media, you look at movies, you look at games, you look at shows and all of this stuff. I mean, how are the characters typically portrayed? You have some weak protagonist man who's completely clueless. He's in love with some girl who's headstrong and absolutely intelligent, tells him what to do all of the time. You know, the villain in the story is some evil old dude, right? It's like, if you're a man and you're in these modern day, you know, these media representations, you're either completely incompetent and you're an idiot, or you're an evil person who's trying to destroy everything and you're like some filthy capitalist. You know what I'm saying? Like, this guy is trying to ruin everything and it's like some old dude. I mean, that's how they present men in a lot of these places. I tried to play, guys, a video game recently. It was like the remake of Ratchet and Clank, okay? And it was like Ratchet and Clank 1. I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with that game. And the protagonist is just like, he's just so pushover, doormat level of nice. And this is what they've done to men. It's just like, You know, these characters are weak. They're upset about everything. I mean, men have completely been villainized. They've completely been weakened. This is not even a question.
They felt targeted. And when they ask questions, a lot of us just yell at them instead of genuinely explaining things to them, having the patience to explain it to them. And I understand that it is incredibly difficult to have patience in situations like this, which is why I'm not sitting here telling everybody to go and do this. But those of us that have the patience, those of us that are willing to sit down and listen to these boys talk about why they feel excluded, we need to be doing that. I don't think it's at all that because we're trying to focus on issues that impact other people, they feel like we're disregarding them. I think that the yelling and screaming at them has really impacted them.
Wow, you don't say. And what a kind and generous woman, by the way, sitting down with these men and explaining, hey, you know, we're not targeting you, we're just targeting you. Like, let's cut the nonsense here, okay? Men have absolutely been targeted. They have absolutely been targeted. Men, ever since we're young these days, honestly, have been brought up to believe a particular set of beliefs that have been crafted by women. And to be honest with you, a lot of these left-leaning individuals. And it's like, if you go through, for example, the public schooling system as a man, you go through universities. I mean, these are indoctrination camps at this point, and that's not even including modern day media. Right? And these are the same women, by the way, that complain about a lack of masculine men. Where are all of the real men gone? You know? And it's just absolutely insane. But yeah, men are not feeling targeted. They have been targeted. There's a little bit of a difference there. It's not like our feelings need to be validated, okay? That's not entirely what this is about. Men, of course, need to be recognized for the things that they've gone through. But like, it's a very legitimate issue. People like to minimize this crap and pretend like men haven't been targeted whatsoever. No, they absolutely have.
And I'm not talking about grown men. I'm talking about teenage boys, young men. They don't understand. So what I'm saying is that we need to build a coalition that helps men and women. We need to find a way to explain to women why men feel the way that they do, and we need to find a way to explain to men why women feel the way that they do in a way that is constructive, in a way that is productive. We need to have dialogue happening right now instead of just yelling and screaming at each other. Because cutting off all men, the 4B movement and all that, is just going to push them further. And
you know what, guys? I hear what this woman is trying to say. You know, we need to have a sit down. We need to have a round table discussion. We need to have another party who brings the genders together and is willing to have these discussions. I'm just speaking for myself here. I'm not interested in having these discussions. I'm really not. I don't have the patience for it. I'm not really interested in having a migraine. I would rather just be left to my own devices, go to the gym, and avoid these women altogether. And I think a lot of men feel the same way. It's like these are guys who have been willing to come to the discussion table for a long time. They've been completely ignored. So they're just checking out, right? And let's be honest, a lot of the times when these women come to the table and they want to discuss these issues, they don't actually care. They genuinely do not care about men's issues. They don't care about men's problems. Women are, quite frankly, picking the dudes at the finish line. We all know this. They don't care about your struggles. They don't care about your problems. And so you can sit here and say, let's have a discussion. But me personally, no thank you. No, I'll leave it to some other guy who wants to sit around a table and talk to you, because I don't want to do that. Let's keep going.
Never gonna happen, sweetie. Your body, our choice.
So if you guys don't understand what's going on here, basically this woman is, you know, mocking guys who say, your body, our choice, right? And so she's mimicking here, poisoning her man, it seems like, and she's got this little graphic that she pulls up over herself, so she's reenacting. I believe this woman went and poisoned like over 100 dudes back in the day or something, and there's been stories told about her, something like that. So this woman thinks it's a funny idea to recreate this in the modern day TikTok format, where she's memeing, quote unquote memeing, about poisoning men because Donald Trump got in. I mean, how insane is this, guys? Imagine, right? Again, imagine if the roles were reversed here and dudes were out here making TikTok videos like this. I mean, I can guarantee you right now, if I were to sit down and make a TikTok video like this, I would be instantly banned. I could take the most tame parts of this content that you see on this channel. I could put it over on TikTok, and I guarantee you I would be banned very damn quickly. But for some reason, this is totally fine. A lot of these videos, people think we're joking. People think that I'm just, you know, pulling these stats out of my backside. But these videos oftentimes have a ridiculous amount of likes, a ridiculous amount of comments of women agreeing with them. I mean, it is just absolutely disgusting, but we don't want to talk about that, do we?
Women who can divorce their husbands, I'm going to need you to do it today.
Interesting. I do wonder where this is going.
And who can't divorce their husband, look up Aqua Tofana.
What?
I didn't say to do anything with it. I just said to look it up.
Yeah, so this is the woman, by the way, who was in the previous clip, the graphic that came up. I believe that's the woman who poisoned a whole bunch of different dudes. So you have this woman facetiously here, basically telling women to either divorce their husbands or to poison them.
Do anything with it. I just said to look it up.
Right, because that type of message isn't the least bit disturbing at all.
Actually, yeah, it might actually be a poison, not be the person, rather, excuse me. But again, this is the type of messaging that I'm talking about, okay? It's like, I wonder why men don't vote for your party. So, let me get this straight. You want people to come to your side, and your way of doing that is threatening them, like, specifically threatening the men. And there's one thing about men is, like, they don't respond well to being threatened or disrespected. Eventually, there comes a time when men go, you know what? I don't even give a damn what the alternative is. Whatever that is, I just don't want to be like you. I don't want to be around you, and I don't want to listen to you. I think a lot of these individuals who make these videos, they're actually their own worst enemy because they just push men further and further away from them. All of the guys who are, you know, who are intelligent, who are attractive maybe, who make a lot of money, things like these dudes see crap like this. The men that women want will see videos like this and just turn completely the other way. They will vote the opposite way that you vote. They won't interact with you. They won't approach you. And when you turn 30 asking the question, where have all of the good men gone? I will be there making a video laughing about it. So please keep it up. It's great content. Absolutely hilarious. Let's continue.
So wait a fucking minute. So they started another trend called Aqua Tofana and are posting videos about it on social media, including this app, and nothing's being done about it?
Of course nothing's being done about it because it's being perpetrated against men. Right? This stuff is allowed to fly on this app so many damn times because they don't give a damn. That's really the way it is.
We're still talking about those particular women over the election situation. So y'all running around poisoning the fuck out of your husbands and shit? You know what? I don't trust nothing moving right now because y'all reckless as fuck for this one. Watch this. So y'all making clear, concise threats to unalive people and posting this shit on social media, and it's still up? I'm so fucking confused. And still, again, no one is protecting the children also. And if you don't know what Aqua Tofana is, let me share this with you.
So let me just read this quickly. This is the picture of the individual we got earlier that was poisoning the dudes. It is thought that Julia was taught how to make poison by either her mother or a family friend. For nearly 20 years, she made bottles of poison, which was a combination of arsenic, deadly nightshade, and lead. She called it Aqua Tofana, and it was bottled to look like face cream and was packaged with a picture of St. Nicholas, who was the patron saint of children and unmarried people. St. Nicholas was famous for helping young women and girls escape what we now call a abusive relationship. So yeah, they're just talking about how to make poison here, and the poison is called Tofana, sorry, not the woman. That's not the woman's name.
Today we're gonna make Josh a drink because we're gonna add some Aqua Tofana into it, not poison.
Wait, this woman got it such a... What is this? She got a terrible tattoo of Aqua Tofana. I mean, hey, your body, your choice, I suppose, but what is that?
And sweetie, this, whether you're joking or not, there is absolutely not a fucking thing funny about this shit. Y'all realize you can go to jail for this, right? Like, jail.
I mean, I hope they do, to be honest. I mean, if dudes were out here making these sorts of threats, it would be taken very seriously. But let's be honest, guys. Western women are incredibly privileged. And, you know, they will continue to do this nonsense. But, guys, we are going to be leaving today's episode there. Don't forget to leave your thoughts and your comments. Make sure you guys take care of yourselves. And I'll be seeing you all in the next one. Peace.